From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ji Abby Lee reporting. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency Chief Mike Pompeo is in Seoul for talks with South Korean intelligence officials as top U.S. officials continue to express deep concerns about North Korea's nuclear weapons development program. Pompeo, traveling with his wife Susan, arrived in the South Korean capital of the weekend and met with the head of the National Intelligence Service and high-level presidential aides. Their meetings occurred hours before Pyongyang declared Monday that in the face of new U.S. pressure for U.N. sanctions against the North, it would speed up its nuclear deterrence at the maximum pace. North Korea conducted another missile test Saturday in a string of launches that South Korean U.S. officials say was a failure. Pyongyang is looking to develop a long-range missile, one that could carry a nuclear warhead 9,000 kilometers from the U.S. mainland. U.S. National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said Sunday it adhered to its agreement with South Korea to shoulder the cost of a new missile defense system that's being installed in the face of the North Korean nuclear threat. The White House on Sunday defended President Donald Trump's invitation to his Philippine counterpart to visit Washington, saying the need to fortify an Asian alliance against North Korea's growing military threat outweighed concerns about President Rodrigo Duterte's deadly domestic crackdown on drug trafficking. UN Human Rights Chief Zaid Raad Al Hussein spoke of the president's invitation to Duterte.
Ambassador Nikki Haley has said that she'll make human rights a priority, so one hopes the messages will be very clear and undiluted from the President of the United States to the President of the Philippines.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump, in an interview Monday, asked why the Civil War occurred in the 19th century. The history of the bloodiest war on U.S. soil is taught to school children across the country, but Trump remarked, "People don't realize the Civil War if you think about it. Why? People don't ask that question, but why was there the Civil War? Why could that one not have been worked out?" Trump said in the interview with the satellite radio carrier Sirius XM. The U.S. Civil War, often called the War Between the States, was fought from 1861 to 1965, largely over the issue of slavery. Today's May Day, a day when many countries celebrate workers. The International Labor Organization says in sub-Saharan Africa, about three-fourths of all laborers work without contracts or job protections. Mohammed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi on the struggles these workers continue to face.
Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta pledged to tackle high unemployment during his speech at the annual May Day celebrations.
This day has been set aside.
100 meters away, 31-year-old Christine Dunge continues with her work selling sodas and snacks. She has been a street vendor at this public park in central Nairobi for several years. She says these days getting a job is hard. I have decided to employ myself so that I can survive. In his address Monday, President Kenyatta announced that Kenya will be raising its minimum wage by 18%. The crowd cheered, but analysts say policies like raising the minimum wage won't help the majority of the workforce. According to the Kenyan government's 2017 economic survey, 833,000 jobs were created last year, but less than 20% of those jobs were in the formal sector. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Human Rights Watch is accusing Syrian government forces of using deadly nerve gas on four occasions in recent months, including the April 4th chemical attack on Khan Sheikhoun that killed nearly 100 people. In a report issued Monday, the rights group said forces loyal to Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad also carried out gas attacks in December 2016 and March this year. The group's executive director, Kenneth Ross, said Damascus' recent use of nerve agents is a deadly escalation and part of a clear pattern. The report urges the UN Security Council to immediately adopt a resolution calling on all parties to fully cooperate with investigators from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons and adopt sanctions against anyone the UN finds responsible. I am Ji Abby Lee in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.